Mornings on Kix 101.5.
Did you see what I put up for you, Christian, in the window?
There is a giant cardboard cutout of you that is staring at me through the window.
Nice. It's like I'm there in my cardboard form.
We'll take you in any form, Jennifer. It's Cadillac Jack, Ally Mac, your hometown station, Kix 101.5. Welcome home, everybody.
Thank you.
Christian, I found an archived text convo that you and I had on December 7th.
Oh, my gosh. What did we say?
And I pulled it up. Well, it was me to you originally, and I just said, excited for you about this journey with Jennifer. It's not a relaunch or new. You two had the winning formula. Pick up where you left off. Hugs. And here we are.
Man, you guys have been there with us through every single anxiety, every single joy, and when it was impossible, and then when it was possible, and then it was when it was mind-blowing. And to be beside people that are like that, especially in this crazy world of country radio, we are grateful.
Super grateful. And also, too, you know, I would say not only in what we've done together as Sugarland, but even in our separate journeys and what we've done on this hiatus and the shows and support that we've had, you know, everything from most recently when I did my Christmas tour and was there with the symphony to, you know, Christian's work that he did at the Alliance Theater. It's like we continue to obviously consider Atlanta and those fans so much the home of our heart. Yeah, super grateful. Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely. Tickets are on sale now. Sugarland hits the Infinite Energy Center. You're kicking off the tour in Augusta, which excites everybody. Two stops in Georgia. Last time y'all played Atlanta, August 23rd, 2012, Verizon Amphitheater. And I remember specifically Jennifer, y'all, as an encore, I think you did a mashup of All I Want to Do and Ice Ice Baby.
All right.
And we have a clip of that moment.
Yeah, do not threaten me with rapping. I will bring it out.
Before we went to air, Christian, you were telling me that you are writing songs for the new album literally right now.
Literally right now. We're in the middle of it. We were just working on them last week, and we'll be working on them again next week. I literally will leave this interview in a little while and go back and try to make the answer to the question, can the words be better?
Does that make you nervous or anxious at all?
You know, a little anxious, but mostly it's exciting because there's a mystery in creating together when Jennifer and I create, and the mystery has never really let us down. It's a little bit more like riding a roller coaster of discovery rather than kind of walking around in angst and anxiety. It's a lot more joy than you think.
Got more with Jennifer Nettles and Christian Busch. Sugarland is on their hometown country station, Kix 101.5.
So obviously all of country music is thrilled that you guys are together again, creating new music, going out on tour. But I have to ask, like, who picked up the phone first and said, it's time. It's time to do this.
You know, interestingly enough, I would say it was more we each had been in our separate camps and chatting, and people called other people's people. It's not like he picked up the phone and called me and said, hey, want to do this? Let's do it. You know, so yeah, I think it was the timing was right, and we both felt it was right. And when everybody said yes, then everybody called us and said, yes, let's do it.
We're going to play the single Still the Same coming up. Cadillac Jack, Ally Mac visiting with Sugarland on their hometown station, Kix 101.5. You live in Decatur, Christian. Did you know that Decatur was just ranked the number one suburb in all of Georgia?
Gosh, I did not know that. But I'm good friends with the city planner, and I couldn't be more proud of her and what she has done in integrating both the expansion, you know, as a lot of people move to Decatur, you know, and also the people who've lived there their whole lives. It makes me feel funny when a community kicks out part of the people that live there for so long, and Decatur decided not to do that.
And you're all over town, man. I remember running to you and the kids at the Georgia Aquarium one time. Where do you like to spend most of your time with the kids in Decatur? What's your favorite hot spot?
You know, I just introduced my kids into, I'm trying to introduce them into becoming foodies, which is going to make me broke at some point. But I just taught them what a bacon wrapped date tastes like from the Iberian pig, and I watched their brains explode.
Hot spot indicator for Christian Busch. Is it tough, Jennifer, to play show in Georgia or Atlanta because you have all sorts of family and friends and fans here?
Well, I would say tough. I mean, I would say it's a joy because you already have a built-in screaming fan base that's excited for you. So no, I love it. I love being able to come there, and you know, and in some ways it's an opportunity for me to see folks I haven't seen in a while too. Hometown shows are always the best.
August 3rd it will happen at Infinite Energy Center. Thank you both for your time. Kix 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country hits, with Sugarland on their hometown country station. Have a great day, both of you.
You too. Thank y'all.
Always Bye. Great to visit with you. Take care.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac. Mornings on Kix 101.5.